Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hey. Here it is, Saturday night. Ooh, baby, yeah, we love that. Saturday night, Friday night, we were just, you know, practicing. Tonight is the real deal. All right, so happy Saturday to everybody. And some of you may already be into Sunday. Sunday, full of I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm going to be your psychic doctor for the next 4 hours. And lull in the call so that you can be a messenger. All right. And if I ever get my WhatsApp ever figured out, you'll be able to use that too. So I want to remind you all that I'm using ordinary playing cards for the readings here, not tarot and not any other kind of, say, oracle card. No systems out there. This is free. From prophecy, and my grandmother taught it to me all those years ago, and I choose to use it because so many people do interpret that. Oh, you're looking at so this is more of the, well, this is a intuitive method where you're using ordinary playing cards like these as intuitive perception. I'd also like to let you know that I will be using a card layout for each of our callers. It doesn't take me long to lay them out. It gives me a good chance to take a look at your past. Please don't accept my way. Then I'll be looking if you want to go back to the general. How to do that. So I am now going to turn over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins. Yay. Hello.
Well, to remind you, this show is for informational and educational purposes. We'd also like to remind you, we'll give you live shout-outs. Like, start right off the bat with Susan England and Suzanne in Scotland. Internet and the more as you show up doesn't have to be at the beginning. 515-602-9676. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that's what you can do. So it won't be elevator music or dead air silence to the show. If you have silence and it's an extended period of silence, something wrong, hang up and call. It's usually your best bet there. And Facebookers, we touched on a little bit. We can only turn to you folks if we get a lull in the call. And it does happen when we do our alternate Wednesday show. That one was guaranteed to get at least a couple of you. Guaranteed, at least. So remember that. Let's see here. We have notification issues. Facebook randomly decides to not notify people when, you know, they used to be really, really, back a couple years ago, back a few years ago, Facebook was really, really good at notifying people when some person, a friend or somebody on Facebook went live. It would tell you right away. It's really bad now. It's you can't trust it, so you just have to watch the post. Watch the post for our show, then you might not get a notify, but the post is there. We're going live. Oh. But if you're Blog Talker, you can go on Blog Talk. I meant this. I work on all those shows on Blog Talk. I'll let you know, too. That way you
can... Yeah, there's a follow button.
Do that. You can just check if you don't like following. Some people don't like that. That's fine. But anytime we will post on... Be happy. Today's lima bean respect day. You know what? I can respect it, but I don't like it.
Ew.
It's a bean. A lot of people like it. More power to them, but I'm not one of them. Well, I do give it respect. I can eat it if I have to. Like if somebody says, you must eat this or you will not get your paycheck. Well, I'm eating it, but they're pretty crappy. National pineapple upside down cake. I never had that.
Oh, it is good.
Never had it once.
But it's got to be made right so that the cake part isn't dry. There's nothing worse than a dried out cake.
Nothing worse. National Cheddar Fries Day.
What is it?
Cheddar fries. People when they pour melted. Never had loaded fries, basically.
No, I like everything plain. You know me.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a full meal though when you get it, and it's right. A lot of times you can get it with cheese. Cheese and pieces of bacon and all sorts of stuff, loaded fries. This is just cheese, basically cheesy fries. That's what this is.
Sonic has those.
Yeah, they're messy. Mm-hmm. They are messy. You are all that crapola. What do you got, Deb? Anything? Anyone?
Really interesting. Back to all of you. Did you know? I don't know today. Did you know that there's a type of dog? Was magic? Seriously. The dog. And I bet if you know what it is. But I'm going to tell you. It is Labradabrador. Labradabrador.
We will never do this to you forever again. Ever. Two of those little crazy, cheesy jokes. We should do that to you.
Okay, and I also have one
nice.
On you that's like a joke, Jim. It's, no, I meant on me. This is, here's a joke on me.
How?
I've been chatting with a very nice older fellow. He's younger than me. But he is in Salisbury, England. And I mentioned to my sister what his name was. His last name is Downer. And she said, oh my God, you better not marry him. Your name is going to be Debbie Downer. It's funny.
And that's a shout out to Catherine in Ireland.
Well, I'm glad to have
you. Yeah, we got the English, the Scottish, and Irish are here.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I got to like it. I mean, there's got to be booze around somewhere for those three. Got to be some beer.
Maybe that's where
some ale and whiskeys and all good stuff.
Over here in the States, maybe that's where we get our drinking DNA.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Absolutely. That's 100% where it came from. Should we dive in?
Well, yeah. It's like it's going to be a slow night. So those of you on...
Never say never. Don't get their hopes up. Don't do it. It
might be your night.
And it might not be rolling in hard and fast. Those people, when you Blog Talk, if you go to Blog Talk's website, you can just click at the top, click live, and play all the shows that are live. And that's when a lot of people get stuck right in the middle of shows. Just, I like that. I'm doing that. All right, we're going to go to Area 34. This is Virginia, Commonwealth of
Hello.
Virginia. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, it's Khalil.
Yes, of course it is. Khalil.
Welcome.
How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Can enroll in.
I also I'm going to a first responders appreciation day, but it's also a sports game on May 11th, 2024, and I was wondering if everything will if I'll see some people that if everybody there is going to be kind and everybody there is going to be the people that I want to be around. And
All right, so I will take a look at that for you right now.
So it's a calendar thing plus some involved?
Baseball game. First responder appreciation day.
Cool. So is it like a actual baseball team, like a minor league team, or is it the Jill's guys playing baseball?
It's a university team, UVA, playing baseball.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a quality team. That should be enjoyable to watch.
Yep.
UVA gets in the College World Series all the time. Yeah, they usually have a pretty good squad, usually. I think they were ranked.
Yep.
Last time I saw them, I thought 10, but that was over a week ago, and I think they lost to some. How do you hear, actually? So, yeah. You're ranked the top 20, your team. That's cool. That'll be a very enjoyable experience. When is that?
May.
It's May?
Yeah, it's May 2000.
So it's next month, basically.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get good weather. That's always got to cross your fingers. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I got is that, yes, I think it will be. Now, is it possible that particular officer that you mentioned was very rude and definitely not nice to you? Will he be there?
Oh. I hope not. Are you asking, or are you letting me know? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
She's asking that first. She'll probably tell you why. He doesn't really know. He doesn't hope not, but he has no idea.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They don't show up.
I think if you see him there, you will feel frustrated, like he's going to put a crimp in the evening, but he's not. He's going to simply be there as part of the job.
Yeah, I just ignore him. He's going to
have a lot of finesse and charm. Probably act like he's your best friend to put on the show.
Always be strong colleagues.
Yeah.
So he's going to act like a guy, you know. He's not going to do, he's not going to do anything negative with all those people or his colleagues around.
You know, as I was looking at your cards, something stuck out to me. And I was wondering if these guys are going to try at some point here groom you to become a professional in law enforcement. Do you have a goal for yourself professionally?
Working in a federal law enforcement office, doing some stuff with paperwork and doing some other things that help them protect the people.
I think that is going to be so up your alley. From what I see, we're going to do well with that, hun.
Thank you.
And I see many accolades. You know how some people have all these, like, in the military community, it's called I Love Me Wall, a wall where there's all kinds of awards and plaques. I see that for you. And I think you're going to do extremely well with others who suffer with anxiety, you know, who have difficult they have difficulty with that. So I think this is right, really going to be a calling for you. I think that's why the man feels so drawn to you.
Well, he's drawn to that.
And you're drawn to him. So there you go. I think this will be a good time for you to network.
Make connections.
Make contact.
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the guy that didn't discipline the officer, you know, most people, like I said, most people that have anxiety, they're very trustworthy. But this one that had anxiety, who I knew for a long time, he thought the officer didn't do anything wrong, this particular officer. But like I said, people who have anxiety, you usually trust them. And the people who have anxiety, most of them I trust, and I get a good vibe from most of them. But I didn't, you know, it's like after he said he didn't call it back and after he defended the officer, I felt funny about being around this particular officer or talking to him ever again.
Well, I understand that.
You don't have to. They're not.
And you don't.
It's a large, it's a big field with a lot of people, and there's always going to be some bad apples in any kind of organization that has a lot of people. There's going to be some people in there that shouldn't be doing what they're doing.
It just surprised me. He was like that.
Yeah, well, you don't expect that. You typically we assume, you know, when you come across these guys that they're
all nice guys.
Yeah, and 99% of them are, but there's that one less than a percent even actually. 1% is the AI.
And for you, hon, a lot of times an individual like you is divinely chosen to go into, say, an organization like this, and you're the paradigm shift. You're the one that's going to bring about different policies, not through your own efforts, but simply because of what you share and what you bring to the work. And you're dynamic. So I have great faith that you are really going to make something of yourself. I really do. Oh, yes. And I think you already know that. Because you have, your heart, a very strong dedication to what is right. And
I'm on the phone.
Go ahead.
Hello. Sorry, what were you saying? Hey. Hello?
I'm trying to
We're here.
We're here. I was saying that I really feel that you have within you dedication to what is right, how to bring comfort to us that are victims. I mean, you know, it's not always about the criminals. Victims are really important to little children and all of that. Yeah. So I just want you to know, though, I really think we're going to go far. And yes, that event, something wrong. Okay. That event you're going to is a great, what would I call it, like training ground for you to network and to connect. Okay. And you are going to. So if I were you, I'd introduce myself to everybody.
Yeah, I will.
Yep. Excuse me. So you're going to do well, hon. You are definitely going to do well. Excuse me.
Well, here is your healing angel card. I forgot to mention that tonight, folks. Tonight's deck is the healing angel card. Subject is do it now. Don't put it off any longer. Have courage. Listen to your intuition. Sorry, the sentence again. Listen to your intuition, for it is the guiding voice of your soul. So you go. So it says that the intuition is actually coming from the soul. Everybody says your gut, the soul. I guess they're kind of synonymous a lot of times.
Spirit.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you much. Thanks for holding. Hon. Glad you're caller number one. We appreciate it. And
thank you.
To hear from you again.
Yeah. And call us.
You know where to find us. Take care.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I really feel that man's got a calling on his life, and it's a good, good one.
Internet, check out to Virgil.
Boy, Joe.
In the UK,
yeah.
And I see his team one. If I'm not mistaken. I see. I didn't watch. Because it was 1-0.
Really?
It was a late goal. So it means 99% of that game there was a score.
So
what happens about.
Then? Does it go into a sudden death?
Well, I don't know. Different rules. Sometimes you can have ties, but this was a playoff. So typically, you can't have a tie. I don't know the rules. In our sports, if you're in any kind of sport, there are no ties. They will play. Games go till 3 a.m. Those guys must have been tight shit.
You mean over and over?
He's playing a period. Every period, somebody freaking scores. And it's sudden death overtime, which means nobody. I've seen it go in like six periods. And I haven't seen it because I ain't staying up past like that late. Holy crap. So. All right.
Well, boy, smoke when it gets so. You know, they get all nervous up and
some of the, I don't know about the football clubs over there, but a lot of places here that get guys actually IVs if they get so dehydrated, you know, if it's hot and stuff like that, you can't get enough fluids and more out than they're putting in.
Have they fainted, like passed out?
not too much. Guys, they'll start getting is cramps.
Oh.
A lot of times from that. Usually they're active. They're well conditioned, but they usually don't. Might get tired of time. In hockey, they'll have short shifts. You know, the lines go out just for a certain amount of time. A lot of times when they get set, they've been out there for five straight periods. They get intermissions between each. They're shortening up the shift a little bit because the legs get tired a lot quicker. Did you? Yeah. All right. Deb.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Tampa Bay. All right. Next caller is area code 415. That area code is associated with California. Doesn't mean you're there. Welcome, 415.
Hello, Callie. Are you there?
Hi. Hi, yes, I'm here. Thank you, Jessica.
Jessica, how are you doing?
Welcome.
Hey, good. I have been having some, skunk come up the last, 12 hours. It's been a little bit of rough riding. And I wanted to get your take on it as far as in the area that I'm in. So I've been doing a lot of networking for the last year around that I've been here. And I had all this high hopes for the people I was meeting, and I was excited to do business with them and partner with them. But these days, I've gotten to know them better, and their energy is just, I just kind of feel really sort of disturbed when I see them, because it's they're not business savvy. And it doesn't seem like I'm able to really partner with any of them, or I kind of question if any of them would even be my clients. It's been a year already, and none of them have really, I don't know. I feel like I don't know what the deal is. And then related to that, there's this one guy, his name starts with a D, and I've thought a couple of times that maybe he'd be able to partner with, to maybe assist me in some way by promotion or getting venues for me to host events. But the guy's he's not really super friendly in person. I don't know if he's just kind of shy, but because once in a while, he'll like my posts on LinkedIn here and there. But when I see him in person, he never says hello. And this is technically his event that I'm going to. These people are not warm and welcoming. It's really bizarre to me. So I just kind of wanted to get your take.
Is it on a vibe type of basis? Is it energy, or are back to loop and root?
Can you say that again? Your connection is kind of choppy.
That doesn't surprise us. Blog Talk has its okay. I was saying, is it vibe? You know, the energy you get from them, or do they outwardly act aloof and rude towards you?
Yes. So they're not really friendly. I'm friendly to them, and I feel like I'm warm, and that's just my personality. But I go to follow up with them. They don't always reply. I kind of stopped doing that, but they're not friendly. And then they're just, their personalities are really weird. And then I see them posting online, and they're all pretending to be best friends with one another. What a great event. It's super fake.
I see.
It's really a turnoff.
They click your busting click, or is it just, you know what I mean? I'm just wondering, are they all in this? Are they the group?
I think that, again, you know, I come in with a very city energy. You know, I moved from New York City, and they're this small town kind of they're not business savvy at all. I don't really know how they make money because they're not, I don't know what the story is. Like, I think it's just.
Well, I do.
I don't know.
I've got the inside skinny on in terms of intuition and what my cards are saying is they don't want you because you're a threat. Okay? You're coming in and they can smell the big city all over you and they don't think you are genuine. How ironic is that? Okay. So what I got here is that the more you try to make friends with and be on a daily basis, the more they're going to resist. Because they are not your kind of people. Now I'm going to tell you but now I'm going to tell you also going on. Okay, what I feel is happening for you is on a whole different level, and this is in terms of you, your energy, your effort, and where you're headed. This is a test for you. And I feel like the, from all my years, the universe loves you, or the higher power, whichever way you want to go, loves to do this to people that are going to get a windfall when it comes to, I'm trying to say, think of the word.
Monkeys?
No, not monkeys. I'm not iguanas. That are going to have a windfall in terms of financial and the other word, abundance. And you can tell on your own level inside that you're going places and they're not. So you're being shunned. You definitely are. Now, I don't know how important this is to your line of work, that you've got to get in there with them, you know, and rub shoulders or elbows, whatever you got to
rub. I believe it's elbows, I believe. Yeah.
Because it doesn't look as if this is where you need to be. Your cards are indicating that, in essence, you're knocking on a door that isn't going to answer the way that you want it to. So why spin your wheel? So I personally think, Jessica, you have too much to offer. This group doesn't even want to learn from you. They just, I'd say, have at it. Go on your own. Find your own way. Okay. And the guy, let me tell you about this man that you said should be doing so much more. Be more receptive to you. He is small potatoes. He doesn't know. He couldn't find his head if he had to fight his way out of a paper bag. So in essence, in reality, cards are saying, let's go in a different direction. And I hope that's actually good news to you. Because I don't think you need it. And the cards confirm that to me. Okay, do you feel like you wish you wouldn't have left New York City?
So again, it's very choppy what you're saying. So I'm like hearing part of it. I'm just kind of assuming what you're saying, a lot of it. I wanted to leave New York. I mean, this was, I developed a lot in this area, but I... and yeah, all these people are very small potatoes, and it's sort of it's mind-boggling to me that they wouldn't want to learn. And I am sort of, again, like, I speak to spirit all the time. I'm like, I'm jumping around in a way, doing all these different events and this and that. I run my own business. I'm trying to make money out here, and I've been struggling with that. So I've been going my own way and asking spirit to show me and also to get me out of here. But like, how am I supposed to make money here if I'm marketing to people who don't see me and who aren't interested in learning. Like, I am literally invisible around them. And I stop talking to them because I don't even want to be around them. It, like, really kind of, it's so off. Like, I kind of get, like, sort of nauseous being around them now. Like, I don't want to be around them at all.
Well, I'd rather they don't. They're tapping your energy. And don't go back, okay, in case you ever get third. I'm going to throw in this toe and go back. Your place is not in New York City either, but you'll find it. You're in California. California is kind of weird anyway.
No, you know, Pennsylvania, which is, I catch you guys every time with that 415.
Well, my late husband came from there, bless his sweetheart, sweet old, but Pennsylvania maybe just isn't either. Just doesn't, it
no,
looks, no, I think it is not. So maybe you need to think about where your heart and your spirit feel your future lies. Now, in your work, you're doing, are you doing, well, I want to try and jump into it. So can you tell us what you do? I'm sure you have before.
Yeah, so it's just basically like coaching and, well, I've been tailoring it more to like corporate, like coaching and training. Like that's really what has developed here, but it's just developed on my end. Like it hasn't been picked up again. Like I need people to hire me or if I'm having classes that they sign up and it just hasn't, it hasn't happened at all. And
well, how about considering coming a bit south to Virginia Beach? It's a thriving community. There's the Edgar Casey. Well, that's where the Edgar Casey Center is. There's a lot going on here that could very well fit you as you do. And people here don't generally have pretenses like, you know, or they're, I don't know what you'd call it. You know what I mean? They're not pretentious. They're just very down to earth, and they love exploring self, spirit, all of that. And I think that if you change your location, you could do a lot better, a lot better.
Mm-hmm. It has to be done. I mean, I'm not doing that anymore here. Like I'm not like I. It's almost been. I mean, I've given it enough time and just like the last, maybe again, like 12 to 24 hours, I've been like, you know what? I'm not trying here anymore. I'm done. But still, I need to bring money in. Like I literally need to bring money in the next couple of days.
Work able to adapt to say being internet-based, that not worked for you.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing that gets me is because I was internet-based and I was making, like, money a little bit here and there over some years or whatever, but I've been really focused, like, in person and, like, the online stuff hasn't been making money for me either. So, like, it's really it looks like I'm the one who has the problem, you know? Like, I don't want to blame myself, but, like, it looks like, okay, well, the problem seems to be with you. Like, I don't want to shame myself. Like, I'm trying to do everything, you know?
Well, you do consider it. Here, I put you with a really dynamic lady who runs her own office and business. It's all filled with practitioners from medium to Reiki to you name it. It's in, she's got it. She's always open to new people. And she does do a lot of promotions in her space. It's got a big old space. So I think for you to think about. And I feel opportunity is very rich. And people don't like spending money on their own self-care, their own, you know, self-improvement. And you've got an influx here. This area is a melting pot of cultures, of ages, of demographics here are amazing because we we are home to the largest naval base in the world. We also have, all other branches are represented here. You've got all kinds of people coming in and going, and that it might be the hot spot you're looking for. So please call again when you figure out what you're going to do. Because I really don't think that's
Yeah, thank you, Deborah.
All right, you're so welcome. Take care.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you.
Card. The subject of your healing card is peace. No matter where you are or what you're doing, inner peace is always possible. It's a subtle shift in awareness.
Yeah.
Think love. He will follow.
Yes. Amen to that. Yeah. Thank you. That's a good card. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. You take care. Alrighty. Let's see more calling.
You know, it's really funny. My energy on Saturday is really, it's kind of off the charts even. We're doing readings. And Mondays, I'm very blah. I don't know why.
I don't know why he swallowed them.
And he made tuna pasta.
Rosemary made shrimp and pasta.
I love, what?
Rosemary said she made shrimp and pasta.
Sounds good, too. Very good. Either one.
I'm opting always for the better.
I'm a noodle lover.
The shrimp is good.
Yeah. Dr. Joe, making me hungry.
It is good stuff.
Might have to have some Chinese, you know, after the show. It's not going to be shrimp, really, but yeah, it will be.
All right. Let's keep on trucking.
Do it.
Oh, my brain just broke. I typed.
What is 856?
That was supposed to be typed on my cheat sheet. I keep my own list of people in the queue because Blog Talk doesn't organize them like it should all the time by how long they've been waiting. So I make sure I do that.
And you know, Terry Sue, Mondays and Sundays too, because you know Mondays out there. It's looming.
You know, it used to bother me a lot when I was, like, a kid in school and stuff. But I don't mind it. It's just,
well, you love what you do.
Well, I mean, I'd still rather have a longer weekend. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, like, happy. But I'm just like, all right. I go, you know what? I really don't drink any coffee at home.
Yeah.
I'm coffee drinking at work. So it's Monday. I'm going to get there and make a either make a pot or like pods for myself if I think drinking alone.
Tell them the brand that you just bought.
I don't know.
Amazon.
I don't remember. No, it's AV, A and a V. I don't remember.
Oh,
yep.
Very, very good.
You know, what are you going to do? All right, that's the pace there, right?
One last thing, Terry, I read that somewhere that Sunday is roast day in at least England.
It's a what day?
A roast day for roast beef and...
Well, probably a good day to do that because typically when you go back to the old day, Sunday was the one day when you're supposed to work, right? So I guess if you make a big-ass roast, you're going to have a lot of leftovers. That'll help feed people. There won't be any leftovers.
You know,
make a big roast and stuff, you can have some food for another couple days.
For me, it took all these years to finally get right with roast beef. Usually, just my head, and I can't make lasagna. But I finally realized it's time and low temperature.
Victor Allen.
Is that the name?
That's the name of the coffee.
Oh, Victor Allen.
Look at that. You know, I don't see it a lot in stores. I ordered it off Amazon. It's pretty good. See two pods.
What?
It was because we have a trick. And 32 pods was only, how much was it here?
I thought it was pricey.
No, it was good. It was like $16.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good price. For
you know, the other ones that are really good, did you know that McDonald's puts out a box of coffee?
So does Dunkin', and so does Starbucks.
But this is about food.
I'm saying, if they, you know, get in the market, that's just smart marketing. In there.
It's French toast flavor, blueberry muffin flavor.
What is? I don't know. Never had it.
Well, I've bought it a couple times.
Actually, the box, I actually have a McCafe McDonald's one at work, and it's just the regular.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the box I have at work.
It also had French toast, something else. 3-4 bananas. They're good. But for a box, $45.
I like my coffee to taste like coffee.
Oh, I like that.
I want it black. I don't want any sugar. I don't want any cream. I want coffee. If I wanted something else, I would drink the something else. That's my logic. That's why I drink my tea unsweetened also.
Oh, apple pie. It was French toast, apple pie, and blueberry muffin.
I think that was a McDonald's. I thought that was a different one.
No, it was from the McDonald's one.
You say so.
Trust me on this.
I'm not sure. We have no evidence. We can debate, but we don't have any of the evidence. We have no forensic evidence to solve a debate. We won't debate.
I was in the church choir, too.
Oh, holy fucking Luya.
Many years ago, I was looking for a boyfriend. I had a secret agenda. Yeah. Okay.
Very satanic of you.
Did I find one? No, I did not.
All right, we're going area code 520. Holy shit.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw! Ooh. So happy to hear you all. Oh my goodness. The sweetness from heaven. Oh, both of you. I love it.
You're too good for us. You really are.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. Well, I decided not to go to the concert because I was looking over everyone that was going to be headlining, and the person that I really enjoy listening to is not until 8 o'clock, and I'm ready to cash it out by that time unless I'm super amped up. And I thought, no, it ain't worth it. So I just decided to stay home and clean. I've needed to do that and make leftover stuff for dinner, and suits me just fine. So I got a call from the neighbor this morning about 10:30. And then and then I kept saying, hello, hello. It was like a few seconds. And then I thought, oh, this must be a pocket dial because I could hear the TV in the background. So I clicked off. But, you know, he has the TV on all the time when he's home and he's talking on the phone. I can hear him through the paper-thin walls. And so I sent him a text, and I said, was that a pocket dial? And I never heard back, which is weird because he always responds. And I thought, oh, I'm not up for this. I'll just ignore everything and stay in my little hole here. And I was thinking about bicycling. I think I will go out and watch the sunset, though, drive around after this, your show. And but I know, I see I was doing laundry, too, so I heard him carrying on with his best friend. I mean, did I tell you the walls are paper thin? And, you know, the guy friend, and about money. You know, about the money situation where he had that huge disappointment. So, I don't know. As far as I know, he's home. He could have gone out. I heard some doors slamming just a few minutes ago. Whatever. So, I don't know, Deb.
Well, do you think he listens to you through the wall?
You know, what I've learned to do, because he has told me in the time that I've lived here, I heard you cackling, or, you know, he'll make a, you know, because I do carry on with my sisters or whatever. And, you know, when I'm talking to whomever, you know, for laughing. So what I tend to do is I have my, some men have a men cave. I have a lady cave. I set up my back room like that, and I think it's pretty private.
Well, that's a good idea.
What was that one commercial, try to claim a phrase and call it a she shed?
Oh, she shed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she shed.
Yeah, there was some commercial that kept saying she shed. Nobody calls it that. Nice.
Yeah,
try.
If I stay in the kitchen and start yakking it up or cackling or whatever, chances are someone else, if they're in the laundry room or, you know, it can be heard sometimes, I think. So I don't take the chance. I just go to my she cave.
So he didn't really call you.
Right.
Okay.
It was probably pocket dial, but
he didn't really call you.
I don't know. You know, I don't know what happened. It was weird because he didn't, I sent him a text and I asked, was it a pocket dial ? Because I didn't want to be rude. I mean, he has done these repairs recently and no response. And he always gets back to me on the text. So he might be just going through something, you know, emotionally. I don't know.
International shout out to Olin Lebanon.
What would you like to know here on the phone?
Well, and I'm processing stuff, you know, as I clean and do whatever. Just processing stuff, you know, like my supposed girlfriend and stuff. I don't know. What did the card say, Deb? Did the card say anything?
She would like a little snap out look into things. That'd be nice. That'd be great.
Tomorrow morning is a big old potluck coffee at a different friend's house. And I went out. I told you, Deb, I went out with the woman and we had a nice lunch. And she's the sister to the brother that hosts the party. So I'm, you know, going to make something different to take to the potluck. I hope, you know, I think it'll be enjoyed. And so that's tomorrow morning. And then I thought, well, I'll go ride my bike afterwards and just try to hang out. Because the week is going to kick up some dust.
Now, okay, you were raised pretty much globetrotting, right, with your military father.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you grew up, did you pretty much stay in, like, Arizona? Have you lived there?
No. My parents were orphans, and my dad joined the military as soon as he could. I think he lied his way. I think when he was 16, I don't know if he was successful. First, he was in the Army. I don't know. But for sure, he got in, like, as soon as he was eligible, you know, and then he just was a career guy. And then so we traveled. But Arizona was where they were born and raised. And then we came back, you know, after his time in the military. And I've kind of been here ever since.
There's a reason I ask. I get this impression that you live in this tiny hamlet where it's kind of like, do you remember Andy of Mayberry, those shows, you know, where I get the feeling that there's a finite number of people, finite number of things to do, and so socializing and gossiping to the standard operating procedures there. If I got the idea?
Well, I'm not limited. I was talking to one of my friends the other night when I was driving around, and I saw him working on his yard, and I was telling him, you know, I'm kicking around the idea of doing different things. You know, I might move, and he said, where else can you find? And then he's listing all this stuff here, which is true. There's easy access, the much, you know, if a person is wanting, like, what is not offered here, they can certainly drive short distances, you know, the radius is short distance to go and find whatever they're looking for. And
okay.
So it's not that.
Okay, so you could expand your, I don't know. Tonight words are escaping.
Your vagina?
Not your vagina, no.
Maybe that was the word you were looking for.
No, maybe more like...
Balloon it up, yeah.
All right. Well, I asked only for my own curiosity, but I have your neighbor starting to swing the pendulum back to wanting to come with you again. And I almost...
I'm sorry,
no,
I'm missing words. He wants to do what?
The pendulum is going to swing the other way a again, where he wants to get close. He wants to, for the two of you to get back to groping each other and all of that.
Well,
and
you know,
this is the thing.
Not to interrupt you, Deb, I'm sorry.
No,
the thing is, like, when we have this party, you know, it's like throwing a stone into the pond, you know, of quiet waters. Like, things were going along great guns between us. And then all of a sudden the party came up. And then, you know, there's that whole splash, ripple effect. Steph was going up and down. That supposed girlfriend was there. So I was getting emotionally, you know. But I don't mean to interrupt. So when we don't have anything like stirring the pot, so to speak, externally, and we're just doing our routines or whatever, we seem to slip into, I don't want to say rhythm, because that suggests boudoir.
Boudoir.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Ooh, good. Well, I almost sent you something today, and if I see it again, see if I can actually send it over to you. So, a video. I follow a certain doctor, does a lot of his work is varied, let's put it that way. And he was talking about narcissism today. He said something that blew my mind. This is an old guy, and he's been working on this. And Virgil, you might know his name, because I can't remember it. But he said that he stuttered.
I hate it when I stutter.
He said he's under the man that invented or created the word narcissism. And what he said is what they have been finding is that a lot of narcissists are actually looking to be mothered. That's why they want all that attention, all that.
Sorry.
So,
you
like
know
what you were
doing.
Go on.
I watch now in between, forgive me, I'm also watching, I watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I might have several screens up where I bounce from one screen to the other. And so I'm watching, for God knows why, Natalie Wood's version, rendition of From Here to Eternity. I watched the original of where Kirk, what was that dude's name? Burt Lancaster and Deborah Kerr. When I was, I mean, you know, I've watched, I've helped, my sisters and I like nostalgia. We love old movies. We love.
I just do.
And so for whatever reason, someone posted bootleg parts of the movie, and I've been caught up in that. But in between that, I do watch a lot of stuff on narcissism. In fact, I sent you the doctor's name that I see is big in that. So I've been looking at that and really considering, but you know, everybody's a narcissist. Everybody. Everybody on the planet. You know, celery in the refrigerator is narcissist.
It is. Yep.
Really?
Yeah, everybody's, like she said, everybody's a narcissist. Anybody that's got any kind of a problem, narcissist. It's like an overdiagnosis.
Yeah.
Well,
we're all narcissists.
Can that bother attention? Because I've always had this yearning for like a father figure as a boyfriend.
International shout to Rachel in Australia.
Or as a husband, you know, because that kind of person takes care of you. And I think I feel like that came from childhood, but I didn't really have a father, you know.
Yeah.
And my mother would get these goofy boyfriends, and one of them, it would grab my sister and I and put hickeys on her neck. Hickeys!
Oh,
neck.
God, Deb.
And
oh,
my mom,
Deb, I'm so sorry.
Well, you know what? It's
if he's
there.
Still alive, we'll all go slap him. Slap.
Actually,
on
the man was... He was a police officer. I was maybe 18 or 19 years old. His 3-year-old son got a hold of his first revolver, pistol, and killed himself, the little boy. And my mom really... Yeah, so... but, yeah, a lot of us are out in the world because some men have this big bravado and they just Tatum and the rest of us, I wouldn't say the rest, but a lot of us want a daddy. You know, we didn't have a daddy. We wanted daddy. And
you know who my daddy is? I have a daddy, and I'm going to tell you what my daddy is.
Okay.
It's that, I probably can't pronounce the name right. I think it's from Sweden. It's the, what is the name of that? Gervalda chocolate. That's my daddy.
Oh.
And I get some of that, and I'm like, oh, yeah, daddy.
Gervaldi.
I don't know my chocolates, Deb. I don't know my chocolate. All I know is that chocolate prices are like up there with gold prices now.
I'll always make room in my budget for that chocolate. And
there
those
you
are
go.
Chocolate
yeah,
chips.
You gotta
that's
budget
my daddy.
You have to budget some you stuff. You know, you can't just do
it. I try to eat bills. Healthy, try to eat healthy, and then I'll succumb.
Right.
Yeah, become the mama.
Anything in moderation is fine. Anything. Anything.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So she is wanting to swing back towards you. She misses how you caretaking him in general. How attentive
you
were.
I can't help it. I mean, I am the oldest, and I mean, I do that with girlfriends. I do that with everybody, and I am so in touch with it today. I'll even say, I'm sorry, I'm the oldest. That's why, I'll even drive down the street and somebody's crossing in front of me and I roll down the window. As your mother, I'll scream at them, get out of the road. I mean, when we were convalescing, I did tell him later on, I said there were some missing parts there, but I said, I loved, you were like my baby. I mean, I'm talking Bambino. Cooking, and that kind of thing.
We're here just because there was silence. What are you doing, Deb?
When my grandson comes, I love taking care of him, the babysitter's children.
Yeah, you're a caretaker at heart.
Well, I try to put limits on it these days.
And it's good to do that because otherwise...
I don't want to be
so
dry.
Well, she's so empathic to everybody that it's like squeezing, or I don't know how to put it. It's she's a dry sponge, and everybody's energy goes into her, their emotions, and pretty soon that sponge just can't take anymore. So, yeah.
Hey, Deb, I think you might be a caretaker, too. Were you the oldest?
Yeah. I was. Is.
There we go.
And,
there we go.
And I've loved what?
There was two of you.
Two of what?
It was you and a sister.
And two half.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Yeah. I'm the oldest. Yeah, and I think you could be right. That's something to study.
We're all broken. Our brains are all broken. Every single person has a psychological problem on this planet, apparently.
Yeah, and think it all came from childhood.
I guess we all should be, this world should just be one big river room and all the street kids.
Do you guys remember that commercial? It's when I had TV 1,000 years ago. And there was a commercial, I think it was insurance, and they had the classroom on this commercial was filled with people sitting there, and they were all zombies. They were all wounded. They had each individual hanging bandages, like the zombie crew. And for some, I forget the message of the commercial, but I sometimes think that maybe everyone on the planet, like Jimbo's saying, might be to some degree, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, Virgil, I got to respond. It's not here. Listen, Lisa, he said, to be honest, I'm sick of these stupid childish games from attention seekers, F.O. That means, fuck off. Anyways, I think he has a softer side that would just soak up mothering.
To do what?
I don't. She doesn't know what you're talking about either.
Soak up mothering. I mean, I think that there's... men that don't want to, I don't know, too deep.
Yes, the shit is deep. Roll up your freaking pantry, bitches. It's deep shit here.
Well, as the oldest, I took a lot of beatings. You know, so.
You took what?
Beatings. Whooping.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
For what they did.
Go
dad,
home, beat the kids. Go
but you
home,
know what? You know what? To a certain degree, you know, there might be this and that, but it's not like 100% in any one individual, I would think, because that would be a huge turnoff, and they would be not really accepted and overall. I mean, they would be a standout in something completely kaput inside them.
Well, could we, back in my younger days, you flinched when your parents died because you didn't know if they're going to, you know, whack you across the room, throw a shoe at you.
But you might have known because they wouldn't do it just for no reason. You would have done something or said something. I'm just saying, but you would have done and said something. Here we go. I got another scammer. All right, Deb, what do you want to summarize?
So, Lisa, for you, first of all, I think when your lady, Jude, I think the two of you are going to find a place where you're going to speak with each other.
I'm sorry, Deb, I'm so sorry, you're breaking up. So, we're going to a place together?
Oh.
You're going to find a place of making up with each other. Because you, for one thing, are not a grudge bearer. You know, I'm not there. I can't stand people that do that themselves. You know. Everybody's going through.
Yeah, I won't lie about that. It did hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. You too, but I want you to be aware. She's still turned away from you. So if you decide you both are going to let bygones on, bless you, then I still wouldn't get too close.
No, uh-uh. But, you know, to be able to say hi and that kind of thing is. Yeah, moving on, and it's civilized.
Yeah. Right.
It's peaceful coexistence.
Really, I like that.
Well that came
true.
From the Cold War. Basically, you're not going to be friends, but, you know, the United States and USSR back then, to peacefully coexist.
Well, so, Deb, you started off by saying, did you see in the card reading that it was sending out energy that I'm limited where I live? As far as
maybe slightly, because you're not a social media person, you don't hang on Instagram.
You know what? This is the thing. Yeah, as a military brat, we did travel a lot, and we lived in a lot of different communities, and some of them were big. I mean, we lived in Madrid for a while, and you know, we lived all over. I have, and so. You know, if I wanted desperately to be high stimulation or medium stimulation, I could just pick up and take off. But my heart is more rural, I think. I like the quiet. There's a ton of stuff. And if you can't find it, you can start it. You can start it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's very true.
My interests are such that they pretty match where I can do my own thing. You know, I'm a potter, I'm a painter, you know, I mean, anything, you know, cook, blah, blah, blah. You know, I can do it right here in my home. I can go biking, I can go out to nature. It's fine. I mean, sometimes I'm not going to find anything going to a big town.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Some of us are more like country folk, and the rest of others of us are city slickers. No.
Well, and we do have people traveling. You know, no, it's not, unfortunately, it's not like the 50s where we stuck in one place. You know, a lot of people move to different places, you know, so you can get someone that's really big city.
Well, I wanted you to know he is swinging back toward being close with you. I wanted you to be aware of that.
He's wanting to be. But that's just, but he's all about his own personal needs, so.
Yeah, and I am thinking about moving. Sometimes I do think about moving, like, to the upper tip of, you know, like 6 hours away. So I do give that some thought. Sometimes.
And where would that be? Where is that?
That's more like, you know, the tip of, like, New Mexico.
Oh.
And then also, you know, there's the coast of California. You know, I do talk to my sister about that. So I'm not locked into any one place, for sure. And there are times, you know, I think about it.
Well, and the thing is, you and he are going to keep doing this dance. And I think that the idea that you want to take charge of your life and empower yourself is a good thing to consider. All right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to tell you this. I find this so interesting and so comforting. I see that I'm your friend and your colleague. I love that.
You see me what? I'm sorry. You see me what? A friend?
Yeah, I see myself in your cards as your good friend.
Of course.
So that
of
makes
course.
Sense.
You have helped me a lot.
Well, honey, that's what we're here for.
But I, you know, I'll tell you, at this stage of the game, I do not do well in big cities. I was living up in Flagstaff for a bit with my grandson, and I mean, recently, and I had a place up there to hang my hat, and it was, you know, not recently, but with the pandemic, in the middle of the pandemic and all that, so it was limited. But, you know, there are people you can easily meet there, too. But I don't know. It is what it is. Hey, you know, wherever you go, you take yourself.
That's true.
And Jimbo has rung that bell a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Jim.
Am I allowed? Yeah. Is it my time? Yeah. All right. Her healing angel card is, subject is heart song. What is your heart saying? Stop and listen. Your truth lies within the empty spaces between your thoughts. Your truth lies shining through from within your soul. Your truth is, which is eternal and unchanging. Your truth is love. Love is in the air.
Yeah. Yes, hon, we love to hear from you.
Well, I love you guys. And, you know, tomorrow I'll tell you really quick. I'm taking romaine lettuce, dumping cottage cheese on it, putting bacon on it, and cherry tomatoes and balsamic vinegar. Let's see if everybody likes that. Should be refreshing, don't you think?
Yes. What is the cheese?
That was on social media. Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese.
I love
cheese.
That.
Oh, yeah. That's
Jim loves his
and then you put,
with...
Yeah. You put a bunch of bacon on it, chop it up.
Bacon all the winter. Oh, we got to cook some tomorrow.
And then what kind of dressing did you say?
Balsamic vinegar.
You drizzle balsamic vinegar. And then I thought, well, you know what? The romaine lettuce leaves might be too plain. So I think I'll dip those in some kind of a vinaigrette so it won't taste plain. Can't make it
I
all
love
hot, dude.
Red wine vinegar. I love that stuff. Red wine.
Oh, I might just do
red,
that.
Red
you know, I might
wine.
Just do the red wine, yeah.
That's very good. I guess we all have a recipe.
Yay.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Social
all right,
media.
We are going to...
Well, Jim is going to be the barbecue master.
We're going to move on.
And I always have one request. Please burn some of the food. I love
that. Oh, that's how I love it, too. Charred.
Joy you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I think
We
belong to each other because I've never met
We belong. We belong together.
Like, and I char the fresh pineapple like that, too. Oh, gosh.
Oh,
it brings a little sugar.
Yummy. Yes. Yeah. There's nothing to me like burnt, crispy chicken.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Burned in, Rachel in Australia says, you bet. So.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move it on. Thank you very much. We shall talk again.
Thank you very much.
Monday is our next scheduled show.
Hugs and love, hon. Hugs and love.
International shout out to Jeanette in Canada.
Jeanette, yes.
Welcome. And she, everybody know if they didn't see it, shutting off the notifications and then turning them back on later didn't like restart it.
No.
It still sucked.
It's weird.
Yep. That's Facebook. Well, it's Facebook. You get what you pay for. We pay nothing. So, yeah, you pay for it.
Thinking back over the pandemic, I felt like we were all a bunch of refugees. We would literally go hunting for toilet paper. And if somebody on, like, Facebook were to say, hey, CVS Drugs has toilet paper, you'd get over there and find it either totally raped or you'd have to get in line.
Remember, we never actually ran out. We just got a little concerning. You were used to always having a backup before pandemic.
And the restaurants were impossible.
Takeout. Everybody did takeout.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Everybody was doing takeout.
And I thought, are we going to spend our lives living this way?
Yeah, I was working from home forever. All right. Let's pick it up.
I spent 2 years working at home. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Area code 917, the state of New York. 917, the next caller.
Hello. Glad to have you.
Oh, wow. Hi-ho. What do you know? I didn't think you'd get to me. Thank you.
And this is Kit Kat.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Good to hear from you. How
Thank
are
you.
Doing? You're welcome.
Oh. Well, I am making progress, but it feels like it's so slow. And it's been really emotional for me. I know why I haven't been wanting to do this. It's not so much about, you know, throwing away stuff and memories now. It's just I keep having flashbacks. Like I'm working in the dining room having flashbacks of all the different scenes over the year with the family and then with my partner.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I just don't want to be in this space. But anyway, that's another issue.
I can relate completely. I took out thousands of pictures of my children from the time they were until now they're adults. I made them each photo albums, and I thought it was going to kill me. The memory seeing so small and adorable and how they turned out so, they turned out to know everything, and I'm just an idiot, you know, standing by. And it was just really heartbreaking. Remember those times. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, thank you.
So, well, what can I do for you?
Yeah, well, I had encouraging, you had gave me a reading about my sister coming around, and she did seem a little different. Until a few days ago, we had a conversation. She was telling me about a friend of hers whose son lives in New York City, and she occasionally comes back to visit him. So I very lightly said you could travel back with her, you know, because she has this fear of flying and all that's her big excuse, or one of them. So she snapped at me like, how, you know, she's not going to tag along and invite herself, and why would she go with them anyway? Like, you know, she just automatically responds and said, no, not to go there, but you can fly with her companion, and then you visit me. And then she snapped, no, that's never going to happen. She's never coming. She can't. And that's it. She doesn't even have the money now, which I don't think is true. She could if she wanted to. And blah, blah, blah. And she can't do the flying. And then what she didn't tell me was the last time she flew, it was after my father died. And I said there was more emotions going on with her besides this, that she totally had a, you know, a meltdown on the plane, and the stewardess had to come over and sit with her and blah, 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 and said to her, maybe you should never fly again. So that's my sister's thing. Yes, she can never fly again. So I'm like, she's always had this fear of flying. She used to take a lot of drugs to get through it.
Yeah.
But through the years, she would come back and visit my grandma, and me living with her, I would, you know, get a visit too. And, you know, also my father. And then after my grandmother passed, she would come and visit my father and then throw in me a couple days. And now it's just me. It's like, you know, her fear is too big. I take it like she doesn't care. I'm not important enough to her. And, I've been doing a lot of work to release that, but it really hit me very hard, and I haven't even wanted to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I know she's going to take it like, I don't understand how horrible it was. She had this meltdown on the plane. And I tell her it's a past life experience. You know, there are ways you could get that healed. And I've told her over the years to try various kinds of therapy. No, that doesn't work. How do you know? Did you try? She knows. She knows everything. That's it. And tell her past lives. No, she doesn't believe in that. Tell her everything is energy. It doesn't die. It just gets transmuted. Well, I don't believe that. So, you know, that's it. So anyway, I'm so, I shouldn't let her bother me. I know. And I'm also upset with myself that I'm still hooked into her. But there's so much stuff here. And after my grandmother passed, she did help me a bit, but she always said she would come back and we would do more. And of course she doesn't want to remember any of that now. And anyway, so I wonder what you pick up about my sister and latest situation.
Both were growing up. Was she like this as a young person?
That's hard to say. We weren't that close. We were on and off. I don't know that I really remember this.
Well, were you the older one? Was she the older one? I'm just wondering.
Yes.
What was your?
I'm the older. I'm the older.
Okay.
And
something about us being the older. There's something to that.
Yeah.
What's the
song? And Jane was she's so wonderful. She's so sweet and generous. And somehow I got labeled as selfish, and I really think it's the other way around. But the way they, you know, enamored, oh, Jamie's so lovely, she's this, she's that. Anyway, I just kind of have that in my head. So I didn't think she was all that great, and, you know, they just glorified her.
You know what, Kit Kat? I didn't either. But my sister got all the accolades, all the, she's so sweet, and the struggle and strain for everything I got. So, as the oldest, I had to wear nylon stockings, and she got to wear them, like, when she was 12. And I thought, what the heck is all this?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, that girl has an innate sense of jealousy about you, and I don't think she can even address it, because she's what do we want to say? Like an emotional snarl for herself. I think she could have married King Charles when he was just a prince. She'd still be bitching. You know, oh, I don't like that crown. I don't like the crown. It's her nature. And I have someone very close to me I'm not related to that does the same thing, and I've had to learn to just ignore it. Because I don't feel like she does, to complain about every little thing, you know. And I think, though, that if you two could accept it and just try to, I don't know, try to agree to be pleasant and agree to disagree.
I've been doing that. And I guess I still could, but it just hurts me deep down that I feel abandoned and betrayed by her. And like, she just doesn't care if she never sees me again. I mean, I'm not welcome at her house because of her husband. Of course, she never admit that's the reason. And so solution is come visit me. No, she will never do that. So clearly she doesn't really care. That's how I'm taking it.
Well,
so that's why it hurts.
I can give you a little insight on that right away. She
okay.
doesn't want you around there. her husband has always had a twinkle in his eye about you. And so she goes the other way to hide it. And your sister has felt it all this time. So she has to keep you away from him. Because God forbid you come in, Kat, and you steal her man. All right?
Oh, I would never do that. He and I don't get along. And I thought that was the reason. Because I see right through him. And he has also, when she was in the hospital a few years back in a coma, that's another story. He wouldn't let me come out there, but he spoke to me on the phone and blah, blah. And I saw sides of him that she never sees. And he doesn't want me to ever be able to convince her about that. And so I think it's that. And the fact that, you know, he knows I have got his number. And my sister clearly doesn't. So he has set out from day one to create a rift there. So I don't know that there's any attraction on his part. I would never act on it because I can't stand the guy. Anyway, not that I would do it anyway to my sister, but I'm not sure that that's into it so much. It's more he has convinced her. He has played on things with us and convinced her that somehow that I'm a monster, and he has succeeded and created a rift. I've been feeling it over the years.
Maybe it's a good thing to have kept at a distance. But maybe you should talk about the early days of your relationship as sisters and at least talk about why things went because she's a family pet. You know, that could be enough to make you not like her very much.
Mm.
So,
you mean what happened? You were going in and out. You were saying what happened when we were children. It made me remember and realize I don't like, That's
and
true.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to chase us off here because we can only have 90 minutes. So I'm going to just say to you, the two of you, we have to keep each other at arm's length. You want so much of a relationship, she's your sister, but she is kind of a hot mess. Okay.
Wow.
All right, I have a healing angel card for you before we depart.
Yes.
And it is from Archangel Michael, and he says, "Path now clear. I have removed all obstacles in your way. You can move forward now with ease and confidence. You will achieve what your desires."
Okay. I think that's related to my clearing project here. Very good.
That's the thing. These messages, you have to figure out what it means
and
to you.
And they can be real zingers, you know.
Or they can might not resonate right away, some of them.
Exactly.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much. We know you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your patience.
Thank you, guys. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, same to you. Yep. And I know you're not alone, so please bear that in mind. You know, I'm in your club, too.
Pick a song, any song.
All right. Let's go with the one more. Well, what the heck? Okay, lady.
Good night, sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you.
Everyone, please join us Monday on News 4.
1 hour earlier than our normal show time, but always the same time for people.
You can find it on Blog Talk Radio or go to News 4. We'll be on at 6.